to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting. Excuse me, uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Happy Easter. I hope you had an amazing Easter and that you took the time to remember and not forget. Remember and not to forget. Amazing. It was Easter. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, we'll get to it in a minute. A brand new biblical question, another doozy. For those who are working on themselves, for those who are working on themselves only, because most don't want it. If you want it, it's for you, but if not, of course. We have every way to watch, and you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just can't sit and watch it because you got to do what you got to do, you can podcast the show. And then you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It's Friday. It's Monday. And we take all calls, but we take the ladies' calls on Mondays as they come in as well, because Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
What a mess! A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. Amazing. So I have a brand new biblical question, but last week's question we discussed yesterday in the fellowship. And if you missed it, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/fellowship, rebuildingtheman.com/church, rebuildingtheman.com/church. But, and we discussed, why do you love whom or what you hate? And we discussed that the reason you love whom what you hate, whom of what you hate, because the love you have is not real love, is hate. But you call it love. And you've been taught to call emotional feelings that feel like what you think love feel like, you call that love. But it's really hate. So you hate what you hate, whom of what you hate. Have you noticed that every person that you've gotten involved with so far in life, you end up hating them, and they end up hating you in one form or another? It started out being feeling like love, feeling like this or feeling like that, and you think that's love. And then you're like, well, I really like this person. I really loved her. And she said, I really like this person. I really love him. Or even friendship or workship or any kind of ship. You're like, wow, that's a nice person. Interpretation. And then you get to know the person and they get to know you. And that love that you had turned to hate. Because you get mad. And now that good feeling is gone. And you call the other feeling hate. But they're both the same. They are both imposters. And this I can promise you, you love whom or what you hate. You've just been deceived, and because you don't understand it and you don't really get to know yourself, you go and repeat it again. You can find a new person and repeat the same thing over and over again, and you keep finding somebody or something new, and you keep repeating the same thing over and over again. Whether it's material things, you can love, make a lot of money. And you make a lot of money, then you hate it. Because now you got to keep it. Or you're afraid of losing it. Or you cannot have a lot of money, and you hate that. And you work hard to get it, and then you love that. And then you work hard to keep it, and now you hate it. I've heard it been said before that there's a thin line between love and hate. There's a thin line between love and hate. First you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for a fool. Break up to make up. That's all we do. You got it wrong. Love and hate are both imposters. That's why you end up loving what you hate, whom or what. And every human being goes through the same thing. Because that's of evil, and evil tells everyone the same thing. Like, there was a young lady in the fellowship yesterday. And she's working on herself. And she said, she asked, what she said was, Jesse, something like, I don't have exact words. Ever since I've been working on myself, I lost everything. All my friends, all my family members, everyone. I am alone. And she said, she asked, she said, when will this be over? I want this to be over. And I'm like, wow. The devil tells everyone the same thing, no matter if you're working on yourself or not. And working on yourself will display or reveal to you how possessed you are with evil. Because the devil tells everyone who stays with it and they're working on themselves, oh, this is just too hard. I can't handle this. How long will this last? Where is God? Why is it so difficult to find God? And it sounds like you because you hear the voices sound like yours and you feel the pain in the body. But what you don't know, Satan is using your voice to imitate you, pretend that it's you. And because you believe it, you have the pain. And the pain is in the body, so you think you are the pain, and that is yours. But Satan tells everyone the same thing, that are working on themselves. Even if you're not working on yourself, he'll tell you the same thing either way. But I said to her, and I say to you, those men and women out there who are working on themselves, when Satan tell you that, don't believe it. They just say, whatever, Satan. Don't believe it. He and his little demons don't want to leave you. And that's why they're like having this nervous anxiety breakdown that you might stay with it and find God. And they don't want you to find God because it's over for them. And likewise, other human beings, the same demons are in them. They don't want you to find God either. They want you to stay in hell with them. That's why they turn against you. Your family members, your friends, your husband, your wife, they don't want you to find God. So the devil used them to tempt you to stop as well. Don't do it. He tell everybody the same thing. Endure. Endure to the end. This year is about enduring to the end. And you will get the prize. You will. But you got to stay with it. And for the young lady, hopefully she's listening, stay with it, stay with it. And when people turn against you, be glad to see that. Because now you know that the relationship you have with others, whether it's your parents or your children or your friends or your workers, co-workers or whatever, it was all fake. It was never real. And they're showing you that it's not real. It was never real. The relationship was fake. Be glad to see that. Be glad to see that showcase personality. Be glad to see that hero jacket that everyone put on. And when they take it off, you see that they're really not heroes. They are zeros. But don't judge them. Don't resent them. They know not what they do. And that's the message that Christ brought to all of us, every human being on the planet, to love one another. But you love God first, love the truth first, love what's right first, and love your enemy and your neighbor as yourself. Be kind to one another. And you will see and live paradise on earth. It'll be amazing what you discover that you don't even know about yourself and others. And so if you didn't watch it or were not there yesterday for Easter Sunday or whatever, you can podcast rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was amazing. It really, 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 really was amazing. We are so blessed and fortunate to have the fellowship that we have and to be seriously waking up. Stay with it, those who are working on themselves. Because some people give up along the way because it does get hard. Or they let other people talk them out of it. Or they let the devil talk them out of it. Don't you fall for it. Somebody else want to go a different way? Okay, bye. I wish you well. Don't be angry at them. And you stay with it. Brand new biblical question. Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Oh, we don't have a video, huh? Oh, there it is. Do you know how to behave under pressure? That question is so amazing. Do you know how to behave under pressure? You know how to behave under pressure, Anchor Baby?
Of course.
And how?
You got to not believe your thoughts. You got to, like, be calm. Doesn't mean I'll do it. I'm just saying I know how.
Why won't you do it if you know how?
Oh, you waiting for a response?
I am. Yes.
Oh, you're really waiting for a response?
I really want a response.
I don't know. I don't want to. In the times that I don't, maybe.
Really?
I'm not sure.
Do you know how to behave under pressure? Hake.
Not exactly. I have picked up that less is more.
Less what and more?
Less behave. Less. Never mind. Well, you know, when you're tempted to fix something, don't fix it type stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. It is an amazing biblical question for those, really, who want out, who want to be free. But listen, you got to stay with this. He who endures to the end. And so much pressure, so many situations will come upon you through the mind and emotion and through other people. Because other people are wicked too. The same devil that's in you that you're overcoming, it's the same devil in them. So forgive them. They don't know it about it. They can't see. All right? Amazing. So I wanted to ask the Anchor Baby and Hake about this AI thing. Because it seemed to be coming a big deal. And I don't quite, because I'm black and I'm slow and I'm not. I know about the computer a little bit stuff, but not a lot. And I don't know why. I'm under the impression that AI is just another new computer system that is built by human beings and then it's controlled by human beings because the machine can't work by itself. It doesn't have a mind. So somebody is telling it what to do, how to think, and how to act. And so if you know that somebody else is working this thing, how come it's becoming such a big deal? To the point that, according to people, Melania Trump want artificial intelligence in schools so American children can prevent the United States from falling behind in the AI technology-driven future. I want you to hear this from Fox News about Melania Trump and this whole AI thing. Watch this.
First Lady Melania Trump's Fostering the Future Together Summit kicking off day two with world leaders joining to discuss advancing technology and protecting our children.
This room is filled with extraordinary human capital. Leaders, harness it to elevate your children, to empower your people, and to accelerate your economies. Together, let's invest, expand success, and create opportunities for education and technology.
And our next guest is attending this historic summit. Senior advisor to the First Lady, Melania Trump, Mark Beckman, joins us now. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what is the goal here?
Well, this is really a historic moment. Never before has a First Lady had 45 leaders from foreign nations join her at the White House. So that's a first, but they're coming for Fostering the Future Together, which is Melania Trump's global coalition to empower children through technology and education. So what does this mean? For the First Lady, she's thinking about the next generation and how we could, as a nation, establish economic superiority through leveraging artificial intelligence and other types of emerging technologies, coupled with a strong education. Our next generation, Ainsley, will be able to unlock economic superiority through GDP expansion, through attracting investment into the United States, and unleashing a whole new slew of intellectual property that we'll be able to sell and license all over the world.
Amazing. So what I don't understand about it, and again, I realize I'm black and slow, why are they, it seems almost like a state of emergency is happening. And like, because I heard of some, last week we played a soundbite. I believe it may be out of Chicago, I could be wrong, where they got a whole AI school thing going and it costs thousands of dollars to attend. And some people are concerned that it's putting the teacher out of business, which that's not a big deal because the teachers don't teach anyway. But, and so now this deal, Anchor Baby, I'm wondering, is it AI, or is it, I won't put words in your mouth, is AI just another computer system, a new one, like they're always changing computer system, is it just another thing that is operated and controlled by human beings somewhere? Like somebody built it, someone telling what to do?
You know, to some degree, that's fair to say because these things are trained, but call it what you want. If you train it how you want, that's what you're saying, no? They're called trained, right? They're called large language models, LLMs.
Right.
And you train them on data. And that's why they're coming out with strange behavior. Like, you can push Claude, one of these, too far, and it will blackmail and cheat. It'll try and blackmail and cheat its way out of it, even though you don't want it to. There's other ones that are woke. They call it woke, right? That can't stop being liberal, for example.
It has its own mind to do that, or the person that built it is telling it to do that?
I'm saying the function is there for the person to train these language models and how they want.
So someone put like a program, a computer program inside of this computer
the
system.
Specifics, you know, the specifics, we could get into the specifics, but, you know, I don't know how to describe it. I don't know if it's like putting a computer in there. It's more like training something. If you give it constant training in a certain way, it'll respond a certain way.
But it doesn't have its own mind and it's not making its own decision, right? It's because somebody has already programmed these different decisions in the system and the system is doing accordingly.
It doesn't think for itself, right? Well, that I don't know. I mean, that's up for debate if it thinks for itself.
But
I
a computer, human being can barely think for themselves. Ain't no way.
Right.
A computer can think for itself.
So if it's debatable for people, then
it doesn't even have a mind.
If it's debatable for people because they're trained in a similar way, is it not the same thinking? Is the AI?
No, because AI is a machine.
Just food for thought.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm asking. So on Tuesday, we played that story with AI private school in Chicago. There's a private school called Alpha. What? And what do you say about the AI thing? Hey, is it a computer built by somebody like a Bill Gates kind of a guy? And then that computer is whatever the man did to make the computer work, he's telling it what to do and everything, right? He's programming this machine as to what to say and what to do. Am I right?
Those are leading questions. No, you're not right. you're sort of close, but
we mean sort of, sir.
Because it's not, for one, it's not a computer. It's like
a piece of machine.
Nope. False. I'm pretty sure. I think that it's like a, correct me if I'm wrong, Angry Baby. It's something that operates across a whole bunch of computers.
Right. It's still computers, though.
Nope. It's more than just computers.
It's programming a computer.
There's some programming involved, I'm sure. But anyway, like it's really, I don't think that it's any different from a person's brain. It's just a little bit less.
It has to take a person's brain to computer it.
Right.
To set it up, right?
But it's a pretty close match. It's almost an exact match to a person's brain.
Kind of what I was saying.
You know how your brain has all these neural pathways and things like that?
Oh, no.
Your brain is basically just a a computer. And that's all the computer thing is, the AI thing is.
Right, it's not you.
Except your brain is more than just a computer. It's a whole bunch of computers.
It's not you.
What's not you?
Your brain.
Your brain. Correct.
Oh, so...
Like you said, people can't hardly think for themselves.
Yeah.
Neither can the AI.
So the AI...
It's a digital brain.
Our brain, human brain, is controlled. The human brain is what tells the body how to function.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. And
our body.
And the brain tells you the body and mind how to think, too.
What?
The brain also tells the body and mind how to think, not just function.
About material things.
Not just material things.
What I just think it's funny. Ideas.
Ideas and emotions and all that stuff.
But our mind is built to make the body function, but our mind is built by God.
Right.
AI is not built by God.
No, but it's built by man who was built by God.
But
it's AI is like the woman.
And so our brain is being controlled by God. And so that means
that's up for debate.
That means that if AI is built by man, AI is being controlled by man and not by God.
With the permission of God.
What does that mean?
Is man because God in this case?
You just made the claim that the human brain is controlled by God.
Right.
Not fully.
Human brain not controlled by God?
Nope.
So God doesn't tell the human brain how to make the body function and what and that kind of stuff?
No, he just set it in motion, seems like.
You agree with that, Nick? Or disagree?
Well, I don't know what you mean now, because it sounds like when you're talking about brain here now, that what God is controlling, it sounds like you're just talking about the bodily functions, like the actual, right. Not the thinking and the thoughts.
Well, it's God who tells us through the brain that 2 + 2 = 4, unless you're black and you don't know arithmetic. 2 + 2 = 4. But it's still controlled by God that we can understand numbers.
If God made the brain that made the AI, God made the AI.
Well, God gave the man the ability to make the AI, but God didn't make the AI.
Right.
So the AI is functioning from the man's idea.
Right.
So the AI is just a machine.
I know, but so is the brain.
What does that mean?
It's a machine. It's simply...
If you damage your brain, it's going to mess up.
You know how you use your hand, but you're not your hand?
Right.
Like your brain is a tool. Besides the thoughts and all the spiritual stuff, there's like a function. I think that's what...
Does AI have emotions?
In that sense, it's a machine, don't you?
Does AI have emotions?
Are emotions... I don't know.
I rest my case.
You don't rest your case on what?
You might agree that the AI has emotions if...
AI ain't got no emotions.
To show you how they're pretty similar to people's thoughts.
Yeah, AI judges you. AI judges you based on different contexts and all kinds of different information that it gets from you.
What?
AI judges you based on all types of contexts and information that you give it.
Adriana, my front office lady.
Oh, yeah. She knows AI.
She said AI has memory.
See?
AI has the ability to draw conclusions. Every time it draws conclusion, it stores in its memory bank, and it uses to draw a new conclusion. And it uses it to draw a new conclusion, and so we can be independent from a human.
Boom.
I understand that.
AI is... can be unwieldy and cannot be fully controlled by its creator.
We gotta go to break.
So, what a mess!
Indeed, it is.
Back in a moment.
My silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773. That's a little bit more about this AI deal. Nick, you were saying during the break that about AI drawing conclusions and stuff.
Did you say that? Did we say what? That on air?
Yes, Adria.
Did we say that on air that she? Oh, yeah, she said that on air, right? Okay.
Yep.
Well, I was just thinking.
I read what she just texted me on air.
I forgot that you said that on air. I was wondering if you did that or not. So I was like, wait, that happened? Yeah, basically I was just saying, I don't know what you mean by draw conclusions. Like, when I think of Jesse and I say Jesse draws conclusions, I think of more of a person.
Right.
And it's like when you say draws conclusions, I mean, maybe it's the same thing as a person, but it's math. You know, these LLMs are math. And I don't know how to describe that accurately, but essentially it's just like, what's the most likely response to this query? And there's a way to mathematically
draw a conclusion.
Fair enough. Maybe that's what that
is. That's how white people think.
But okay, fair enough. I'm like overthinking it, draw a conclusion.
But AI, tell the AI how to draw a conclusion using math.
It gets it started, kind of like God get us started, and then God knows what we're going to do. AI is just like us.
No, it's not.
Yes, huh?
It's not. It's a machine.
So are we.
You're a machine?
Yep, quite predictable. Even
so
the emotion, you asked
it.
If AI has emotions and people have emotions, that's what makes us predictable and robotic. And
AI doesn't have emotions.
Yes, huh? It's very judgmental. I talk to it, believe me.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. And so last week we mentioned that after school, according to the report, so Derek is asking, my producer, are you guys saying AI? First you said Alpha 14 Alpha schools, according to News Nation. Are you guys now saying AI won't work because it wasn't created by God? Are you guys saying that?
No, I said it was created by God in a roundabout way.
But it wasn't.
I know that, but it's a... But it's going to work just as well as humans. It already does.
I saw a report where there's a college that they use an AI in every class now.
Nice.
Something like that. So, Nick, you want to...
Yeah, I wasn't saying it wasn't going to work. I haven't really commented on that. I think AI is an interesting thing that they should be exploring. It won't work because women are creating it.
I like your observation that it's a state of emergency, the sense of a state of emergency or hype.
Right, it feels like emergency. Hurry up and get AI.
It's kind of like, remember when the internet exploded?
Yeah.
Similar feel.
It sure is.
And people are jumping on it. Some of it's going to be useful. Some of it's going to be a dud. And some of it's going to be awful. And some of it's going to be great.
Nick, you were saying, and Nick, what do you think about what Melania Trump responses and said? You want to comment on that?
Women ruin the schools and the children, and now they'll run AI, so I don't buy it.
Right on. Thank you, Nick. A new fake.
I stand with Melania. She's just looking out for the kids.
Of course.
You know, Nancy Reagan said, just say no to drugs. And that worked.
And where's Nancy now?
On some of us. In heaven.
I rest my case. So, Nick, you said AI is being invented and worked out by women? I mean, being motivated by the female?
It seemed like it.
Wow.
It is definitely extremely liberal.
Really?
Yeah.
So why is such emergency and the conservatives are fathered for it?
Because it's also useful. Just because stuff is liberal doesn't mean it's not useful.
Doesn't like
mean
what?
It doesn't have facts and uses.
Okay. Adrienne is calling in.
Nice.
And she's the one that said about the memory thing. Adrienne.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. I was just calling to participate in the conversation.
Okay.
I always think it's so interesting. But I was just trying to clarify that the way that AI works is, you know, the first, when they program the AI, they feed it like a library of information. And whatever that library of information will vary depending on the source creators, like, you know, OpenAI or Cloud or whatever. And so then they pull that information, and then the AI is like designed to make conclusions. So it's like building blocks. Like it builds conclusions, and it stores it in its bank, and then it uses those conclusions to build new conclusions. And then that eventually becomes, that's what makes it eventually become independent from humans. That's kind of what I was trying to say. So that was what I was trying to message you.
But the reality is, it's still, AI is not a human. It is a machine that somebody else is telling to do all that, right?
It's a machine, and it's telling it to, how can I say, it designed it to draw conclusions. But the conclusions that it draws are independent from human, if that makes sense.
Like, how can a machine...
The human's not telling it to draw that conclusion. The human's just teaching it a technique. It's kind of like it teaches it to kind of run, but how fast it runs and all of that is independent of the human. It doesn't... Maybe that's not a good example, but it
Uh-huh. How can a machine come up with a new conclusion on its own? It's just a machine.
Because it's designed to store the memory of it. So it's based on weights and scales. So that's the other part of it. In the design of it, when they do the first design, they like make everything weights and scales. So every decision, every understanding, it has a weight and a scale, and it uses that to draw new conclusions. So there's something, maybe I'm not doing a good job of explaining it, but that all of that is part of the design of AI. Is it has these weights and scales, it designs it, so it makes the conclusions based on the weight and scale, and then it adds it to the bank. And then when a new situation comes up or a new conclusion needs to be made, it uses its bank plus whatever database that it's pulling from to draw a new conclusion. And then that becomes a node. We call it, I guess it's like a node. And then that node becomes another part of another node, and then it just continues and continues and continues.
I have one of the students in the classroom raise his hand. Yes, Hake.
People can't process info as fast as AI can because it is computers, and it has more bandwidth than people have and a better memory, so it can figure out stuff that we couldn't figure as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, anchor baby.
No response to that.
No response to that. You agree with that?
To James? No. Well,
I mean, to Adriana and James.
No, I don't really have much to say. I mean, what is it? Do you have a comment on? Forgot. Because I don't know if I disagree or agree with all that. I don't know.
My thing is, AI is a machine that's called computer, and that's called AI. And on the other side of this machine is a human being who is putting all this information into this thing called AI, the machine. And they're computerizing all this thing, telling what to do, how to act, how to walk, how to run. And they put in there, go faster. Go faster when it's running. AI is not making up its own decisions to go faster. The machine computerized program tell it to do that.
AI has the capability to make its own decisions. That's the difference. You were right up until that very last part. The AI has the ability to make its own decisions.
But somebody else had to put that information in there to tell it to make that decision to run faster.
What do you get? Are you guys denying that?
Yes.
That's what I wanted to ask, by the way. You reminded me. I mean, what is it that you guys are denying? I'm not understanding. Are you guys saying that these things can't be trained? Because I get it. Maybe they think like people. Maybe they were. I get all that. That maybe they're just. You don't get it. They think more like us than you think. But are you guys saying they can't be trained? Are you saying these LLMs can't be trained? No, I don't understand what you guys are saying.
No, we're telling Jesse stuff like AI helped Trump administration pick targets when they targeted Iran with like over 1,000 different targets.
Right.
AI helped them come up with those targets.
But somebody had to. Computer, I put the information in there for it to
don't pick your lip.
Oh, AI had to put the information in there for it to tell it that
a little
somebody
bit.
The whole thing,
but that's the same with anybody else. Somebody else would have to do some research on the targets.
Garrett
a human
said
being
people,
would have to, or an AI.
Answer
AI
Nick question.
Faster.
Are you saying that?
No, we already said no.
No, what
that. We're not denying that it has to be trained.
Isn't that the point?
Yeah.
Isn't that the point Jesse's trying to make? Because I get, like, the other stuff, but isn't that the point Jesse's making? Even if he may not understand the sophistications of AI, it's just he's saying someone can train it.
A little bit.
A little bit what?
There's a distinction that at some point the AI is making its own, like, distinction, its own conclusion. That's something that... Yeah, we program information into it so it can use that information to make a conclusion. But that conclusion that it's being made is independent from the human. The human didn't make that decision
But it can't be independent from the people.
Yes, it can.
Because it's a machine.
But so are people, and people get unwieldy. You can't keep a person on a leash. Like you can't keep an AI on a leash.
You can't compare.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
Exactly.
What do you see about that?
I don't know if he's right, but I see what they're putting down.
But he's wrong.
I don't know. What they're saying, Jesse, is that even if you train it, like I'm saying, it's that all the training that there's even evidence of this that all this training you can't have it like Jason was just saying, it's unwieldy. You can't have it act exactly how you want, and so it's like
it's
a Pandora's box in a sense. Once you like let this loose. A lot of people will have access to information, et cetera, that you just can't stop them from having access to that, even as much as you want to.
But it's still controlled by a person. It doesn't make up its own mind.
And it links to other, like, information out there.
Right.
So there's things that you may be programming. Say, for example, you can create, like, a closed chat box. Like, you can create a database and just have the chat box only source that database and that information, and it's closed, and it only outputs a limited information and it'll do limited conclusions. You know, you can actually control it.
I understand all that, but behind all that that's happening, a human is doing it, but they put all this stuff out there and then they tell AI how to pick it up and make it do what it does, right? A human being putting the information in there and out there and around there.
It's a whole bunch of human beings that are constantly giving it
all kinds
of information.
So AI doesn't have his own mind then.
Neither do people.
No, it sources the information from what exists out there. So it can only source information from what already exists.
Right.
So I think that's true,
You
right?
can pick that. You
Though
can
it
pick
can figure
the
out
sets.
Stuff that people haven't figured out yet.
Yeah, and then it'll draw a new conclusion. That new conclusion becomes part of a node, you know, which is how it's all built. It's through these, like, little nodes.
Garrett says that, my producer, people are putting data into AI.
Mm-hmm.
Can that data be false? Yes, he said.
Yes, it can be.
I'll rest my case then.
Mm-hmm.
Same
Elon
with people.
Elon says that this is a problem.
No case has been rested.
Doesn't Elon say this is a problem? He says, OpenAI, man, these guys aren't giving you the truth. They make their bots act a certain way.
See?
I'll rest my case.
Elon knows that AI is dangerous.
I do too.
Right.
but it's also great.
You got dangerous people putting information to a danger machine that can cause a lot of problems because of people telling it to do it.
Right.
There's stories about attorneys using AI, and they sourced false cases, and they used that in court. But because the human was there, and they were able to, see that was incorrect. But the attorney literally thought that was the accurate information.
See,
and
yeah.
They used AI.
I rest
so that's going to happen.
Like
and that's why there's a whole channel of compliance being created in AI where, that's a new career for people who are interested is they can get into the AI compliance side of things because there's always going to need a checks and balances with AI.
I rest
See,
my
AI
case.
Makes stuff up. I rest my case. You rest your case on the truth that we've been speaking.
Adriana, yeah. What do you think about what Melania is doing? She'd have had a big old meeting about it and invited people around the world to the White House. What do you think about that?
I think it's, one of the things I was talking about it over the weekend is I could just imagine like an AI robot in a classroom with very disruptive kids. Like, how is that AI going to handle that kid that's just, very disruptive or, how is that going to happen? And what if the kid, can tell that it's a robot and it's not a human and it can just just act out on it, and just beat it up or do something? Like, how is it all going to play out, when you... When you put it in the.
Hake!
Thank you.
No.
Yes.
But she asked, how the robot going to tell the kids to stop being violent?
It's not.
And disruptive.
It's not. They already have to be nonviolent and non disruptive.
That's not going
to
happen.
Yes, they are. They're
going to put. They're going to. Before they blast the other, they're going to have free and cheap AI.
Right.
So the AI is going to come out spray painted.
So last word. So this conference that Melania and Trump held, is it true that this thing is influenced by women, Adriana?
I actually don't know that part of it. I'd have to look into that. But I just know that, there's teams and teams of people working on this. But... There was a couple cases where, it's too politically correct. So there could have been, a database of sorts where it sourced information that's very liberal and very feminist. And, that's where some of that information could have been created. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I really don't know. But it needs a library of information in order to build that, that knowledge. And so where is it sourcing that knowledge? And
that's
I know
right.
for AI, OpenAI, like they specifically, designed it to source certain information. There was a certain library and I can't remember the what it was, but I know for a fact that it was sourcing a specific library of information.
I rest
and so,
my case.
I rest mine. Just like men are man's brains are influenced by women and women's brains are influenced by women. So is AI.
That's not good.
And that's why Grok is different, because it was built using different information and it was fed different information. That's why it can draw a different conclusion. That's why
nice.
These AIs can be different amongst themselves.
Thank you, Adriana.
Okay. Thank you for letting me participate.
Appreciate
amazing. It.
Right on. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air about AI.
Yeah. Good morning, Jesse. What I'd like to say about AI, you were talking, it has to do some, you got the humans involved and God involved, and it's none of the two. You're dealing with the devil and outside intelligence that comes outside this earth, like when you're dealing with the Nephilim, or the outside knowledge that was given to the Catholic Church.
No, but God controlled the mind of human beings. But AI is controlled by the mind of human beings. AI doesn't have its own mind. It can't create its own mind or own ideas. Somebody is putting that in there to tell it what to do.
Yes, and that person is the devil himself. AI intelligence, which is called artificial intelligence, should be called, it's coming directly from the synagogue of Satan and Lucifer himself. There's nothing godly or anything holy about any information that comes or is derived from any type of AI technology.
What are you saying, Nick?
the guy that's in charge of the AI technology in this planet right now, his name is Peter Thiel, who is also known as the Antichrist.
So Nate, you got what do you say about AI being evil?
Evil.
Yeah.
Can God work through the mind at all? Just have to start with a question.
What now?
Can God work through the mind at all, or is it all evil?
God does work through the mind and tell the mind how to function, how to think about math and practical thinking.
Well, then the AI can't be all that bad.
That's right.
It's just a tool. It's a tool for evil and for good.
What?
It's a tool for evil and for good.
So what do you think about what Brady is saying right now? I don't even understand what Brady is saying.
No, it's not for good, folks. It's not for good. You're dealing with AI. Yeah,
what do you think about what Brady is saying?
I think that he's a little cuckoo.
Oh, man, cuckoo. That's a good one. That's for a Monday morning. I have to call cuckoo.
Shout out.
So, Brady, are you saying that AI is created by evil people?
Correct. Yeah, basically, the people running
that.
I'm 100% because just like when you see all this, you're going to see the alien, what they call so-called aliens. There is no such thing as aliens. The alien disclosure, that's going to be in the next couple of weeks. They're going to try to get this all hyped up again and get you to worry about AI intelligence. But you're going to find out the same stuff that's entering our world interdimensionally, just like the church when they're opening up the portals last year at the Vatican. Everybody kind of forgets that they had a portal ceremony in dedication of Lucifer himself. That just kind of went over the headlines real quick again.
Amazing.
I want to bring it back. You know, like I said, there is nothing. Tell me one good thing that you've seen come out of AI.
Jay, respond to that real fast. You're saying some AI does come up what?
AI does come up with previously unstated ideas and conclusions.
Rest my case.
Including false stories based loosely on prior stories presented as fact.
Mm-hmm. Because people computerizing that way. You got evil people putting this stuff in the computer.
You know how people misremember stuff?
Right.
AI does too.
Because it's being computerized by a human being.
And what he said is interesting. I forget what he said, but it sounded true. Oh, somebody said come up with, either he did or you did.
Who did?
Come up with one good thing that AI did. Brady from Arizona.
Yeah, Brady asked that. Come up with one good thing that AI did.
AI came up with, I used an AI, a conservative AI allegedly, to make a picture, an Easter morning picture that I just edited a little bit to give an Easter greeting from Jesse Lee Peterson on the Bond
Show. Oh, I saw that. I look pretty cool. Yeah. I like the hat.
You on that?
You had me all dressed up, but you had Jesus in a gown.
Yeah, on the plantation on Easter morning. So that's good.
Thank you, Brady. I appreciate it.
Right on.
All right. I got to take a break. When I come back, more of your phone calls and super chats. Hate news is coming right now, not the fake news. I didn't know that subject matter would go that long about AI. But I've really been thinking, these people are acting this way over a machine. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
It's some serious mess going on in this here old world. But it is also nice. All is well. The Trump administration agencies posted Easter messages celebrating Christ's resurrection. According to Ground News, on Sunday, April 5th, 2026, several, or at least a few, Trump administration cabinet departments heralded Christ's resurrection on official social media, marking a departure from traditional practices of, quote-unquote, maintaining constitutional separation of church and state, which has nothing to do with anything. This has nothing constitutional about that. Statements of faith are common in American public life, but the tradition has been for administrations to avoid favoring one faith, though Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth frequently invokes evangelical faith as head of the Armed Forces Department of Defense or Department of War, whichever you prefer. The Justice Department said they are proud to protect and defend religious liberty, while the Department of Homeland Security and State Department declared he is risen. Nice. He is risen indeed. Some expressed joy at the embrace of Christianity. Critics argued government agencies should not promote a specific faith, so-called. And the Council of American Islamic Relations, CARE, assailed the administration for deranged mocking of Islam. Trump posted on Easter Sunday, he stated, "Allah is great," or something like that, in a truth. He was threatening Iran. And he said, "Praise be to Allah," I think, if I recall correctly, on Truth Social as well. Last week, Pete Hegseth hosted a monthly Christian worship service at the Pentagon as President Trump demanded Iran open the Strait of Hormuz by Tuesday or face H.E. double toothpicks hell amid military tensions. And by the way, speaking of our greatest President Trump, he endorsed former Fox News host Steve Hilton, who was recently on the Jesse Lee Peterson show, not to be confused with the other candidate for governor of California, whom Trump endorsed Steve Hilton. There was another gubernatorial candidate, an independent, who was on the Fallen State just the other week with Jesse Lee Peterson. So JLP has interviewed two California gubernatorial candidates for this time. Not to mention he interviewed the great Larry Elder. Nice. Trump did say that a deal with Iran is possible by Monday, per Fox News reports. We'll see what happens. He did promise to strike Iran's infrastructure tomorrow, Tuesday, if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened. He even cursed. He said, "Open the bleeping strait, you crazy bad turds." He gave them 48 hours over the weekend to make a deal, and I guess he extended that. We'll see what happens. Iran says that the IRGC intelligence chief, Majid Khademi, pardon me if I'm butchering his name, was killed in a U.S.-Israeli strike. Rest in peace, if true. Must be true if they said it. In the U.S. and Iran and mediators are making a push for a 45-day ceasefire, per a report. And Trump says the United States did send guns to Iranian protesters the other month or in recent times, through the Kurds. And by the way, all three pilots have been rescued of the F-15 Strike Eagle, the two-man crew, and the A-10 Warthog pilot. According to Google AI in a search, the U.S. rescued a missing crew member in Iran after the fighter jet was shot down. They've shot down two that I know of. The Warthog, which looks like a Cobra Rattler from G.I. Joe. The bad guys have this Rattler, and it looks just like the A-10 Warthog. Looks awesome. And the F-15E Strike Eagle also shot down. The Warthog, it went over to Kuwait before crashing, and the guy ejected before the crash, and the Kuwaitis rescued him. Kuwait had shot down a few, I think, U.S. jets in a case of mistaken identity, and then they rescued the guys, or they helped the guys out, because Kuwait are our friends now. I'm James Hake, JLP. ¶¶
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Happy Easter. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Have you ever asked yourself that? Do I know how to behave under pressure? And have you ever noticed how you behave under pressure? That's an amazing question for those men and women who want to overcome. Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around, you can podcast the show, but you can still listen live. And it is happening. Yes, live is as it is happening. By on your phone. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Yatsun. Out of Canada. Yasin, you are on the air. Hey, Yasin,
Hello?
You are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Happy Easter Monday.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
First, I just wanted to call you to thank you about for your church service yesterday. That was the most impactful one for me yet. That was amazing.
It was amazing. We're so blessed and fortunate to have the Barn Fellowship. It is amazing.
Yeah, I know. But then you have a new BQ and you have a cool AI conversation. So can I answer your biblical question?
Do you know how to behave under pressure?
I think most of the time I do behave correctly under pressure. And when I don't, it's because I have something to learn from it. I need to reflect.
So it's the answer yes or no?
Yes.
And then the follow-up is sometimes you overreact, you say?
Yeah, sometimes I overreact, and I need to be embarrassed and check myself.
Oh, okay. Amazing. I'll respond to that on Sunday if the creek don't rise. Amazing.
And God is willing.
That's right.
The AI conversation, I think there's something to be said for muscle memory and learning from pain that I don't think an AI or a robot will ever be able to convey to a human the way that a teacher could, like I'm a tradesman.
I rest my case. Absolutely, man.
Yes.
And also, I was thinking about this AI thing. Human beings are evil. These machines will be computerized or programmed to do very evil things to other people.
Yeah. Yeah. And from I think I have a better understanding of Hake now. He either doesn't fully understand the Holy Spirit and Satan, or he wants the AI to have access to that too.
Can we hear Hake and respond? He went out to the studio for a minute. Amazing.
Okay, okay. And, okay. Yes, sir?
Go ahead.
And finally, I think even if AI is a completely satanic invention, I think God has the power to use that against him.
Amazing. So Hake is here, say to his face what you said behind his back.
Hake, I think you don't fully understand the nature of the Holy Spirit and Satan, or you want AI to have access to it.
Aha! Uh-huh.
No, I think what's going on is that people have a wrong idea of what it means to be human. They think the emotions make them human, or they think that their brains and their thinking makes them human.
Well, I think having Satan control your emotions is a part of the human experience that AI cannot have.
Aha! Uh-huh.
But if Satan is controlling the people, the AI is controlled by Satan too.
Correct. And God can control that.
What's that?
And God can control that. God is in control.
It sounds like you're saying that AI has access to the Holy Spirit and Satan.
Through us only. It requires us to use it for good.
Right.
But AI won't be used for good.
So it's just a tool, just like the brain.
Some people may use it for good, but most people are going to use AI for evil.
Indeed.
I agree. I think I can use it for good, but for the most part, people will abuse it.
Amazing.
And last but not least, I can't wait to hear about your Yay concert experience.
Oh, Lord. I will share that. It was amazing, but I will. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good day, y'all.
All right, you stay with it. Y'all said don't stop. Right. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
I am. Okay.
All right, bye, Jesse. All right, bye now. Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. Mays, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Mays.
Yeah, with this AI stuff.
Yes.
It's going to take, you have lazy people that don't want to work and find things on their own with their own brain, and they want AI to find it for them. And then when the lights are turned off, AI will not be working. So if they have a school, you're going to need somebody to fix the robot when it breaks down. And those are the brains that will be fixing it and they want to take over the human brain so they can control it. And it's man-made, and as I say, if it's man-made, it's not God-made, and it would never work.
Amazing. And you say Anchor Baby to Maze?
No comments.
That's what I think.
On the ropes again.
Because it's already taken over. It's already taken over jobs. And as you always say, Jay, I mean, Jesse, have babies. Can't have a baby for you.
I rest my case, Maze.
James, it can't have a baby for you.
What do you say to that, Hake?
Yes, it can.
And James, man, probably could.
What you
I guess he'll become a data center so he can help him out. Sounds like he want to be dealing over there with Satan. Because that's all it is, the devil's work.
And, Maze, you made this point, and I want Hate to respond to that. If the lights goes out, electricity stop running, AI will fade away. It couldn't function.
Right.
How do you respond to that, Hake?
Then we're really up the creek.
No, you're not.
Without a
you
paddle.
You need somebody that has sense enough to not to be all indulged in it. They know how to work when it's not working anymore. You know, when you go to and they say, like, the computer system is down, what do people do? Panic. But if you got those people sitting over there in the corner that don't believe in that stuff, they can keep it working because they use their brain. Not the robot brain, but they already was know how to use the system. It'll keep everything moving.
Maeve's making a very good point.
She is.
Right.
And that's why I'm concerned that Elon Musk will not get us interplanetary before the POCs turn our lights off.
But some people are ready to indulge in it and think it's great, and you're leaving somebody behind. But the ones you leave behind that don't believe in it, the ones are going to be able to do the work.
Is
it like when you go up to these self cash registers and these cars that drive itself, they break down too. And you'd be left out that stuff. And if your phone go out, you don't know what to do. You can't communicate.
I know someone that got one of those electric cars or something like that, and it broke down on them. Well, I don't know if it broke down, but it ran out of electricity, so they couldn't function. All kind of stuff happened with those things. You make a good point, Maze. I say right on. And Hate doesn't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm using my brain, not what I want to come out my mouth. And if he use AI less, he'll be much smarter.
Yes.
Because AI is just leaving you out there dumb.
And you say, Hake?
He's AI now.
Whatever.
Just because AI said it, do you have to believe it?
Derek, I agree with Derek, who's my tag team. I'm not on the ropes with Maze, unlike Nick. AI is here to stay, you boomers.
It might be here to stay, but it's not it's not to take over.
But you make a great point that the lights could go out. The lights are going to go off, meaning the electricity is going to go down.
Yeah. Especially Europe.
I mean, look at what happened in Texas. It already happened in Texas with the cold freeze
Yeah.
Remember that a few years ago?
Now that you said it, absolutely. What about AI then?
Maybe AI can do a workaround for the destruction wrought by these people.
Then you're up.
The creek. Up the creek.
S creek without a paddle.
I learned it before the S word. S-H word.
Up the creek without a ladder trying to follow something.
Up the creek. Just say up the creek.
Oh, up S creek without a paddle.
The creek.
What?
Up the creek.
Oh.
So anyway, I will leave you all. Y'all have a nice day.
Thank you, man. Good input. I appreciate it.
Indeed. Shout out.
Derek said it will take over. People are getting dumber, but the wise will rise.
That's right.
Let me go to Canada and talk to Mustafa. Mustafa, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well.
Hey, Hank, how you doing?
I'm sorry?
How's Hank doing?
Hake, he says he's doing so what, Hake?
I'm doing fine, thank you. It's actually Hake, Hake, no N.
Oh,
but I don't mind. I'll answer to Hank.
My apologies. Happy Easter, guys. I just had a quick question.
Yes.
Which was, if you switch religions, basically, because I was born and raised Muslim. And basically, I don't believe in it. I never did when I was growing up either. But basically, my question was, should you change your name if you switch or convert?
So your name, your name is based on your religion?
Yes.
Oh, if you want to. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Yeah, if you want to, absolutely. That's up to you and you only.
Okay. Because when people meet me for the first time, I guess, they assume... Or, yeah, they assume that I'm part of that religion, I guess.
Right.
Or, yeah, basically.
Yeah. No, if you want to change your name, absolutely. But only as an adult, only you should and can make that decision. Absolutely. But Jewish people have Jewish name, right?
I think so.
Yeah. But, again, if you could, if you become a free person, you can live with that name, the Allahu Abba name, and it wouldn't matter. you wouldn't think about what other people think about it, but you got to be free so that you can not think about what other people are thinking about anything. That way you can't be controlled.
I see.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Because what you're thinking about, what other people are thinking about, your name and the association, it's all in you thinking that. But if you never thought about what other people are thinking, then you'll be free and never mind what someone else is thinking. You wouldn't even think about that. So I would recommend you do that first, but it's up to you.
Yeah. Definitely. I agree with that.
Yeah, get over thinking about what others are thinking about you.
I see.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, that's facts. I'll definitely think about that.
Okay, let me know how it
goes. And it's just my name is, like, what's it called? The job I'm planning to do long term.
Uh-huh.
It's somewhat public, I guess. It's to the community, and I wouldn't want, like, you know, someone or a group to receive credit for it, I guess, because, like, you know, it's Muslim, right? So if someone perceives that I am Muslim, you know, they're gonna think, oh, Muslims are good by my character, I guess.
But again, do not, and I highly recommend, do not live life based on anyone or anything around you. Only live it based, let the spirit of truth guide you, and whatever you do, you cannot fail.
Okay. What was your biblical question?
Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure?
My first answer, honest answer, would be no. I know how I behave under pressure.
Right.
I recently had a job interview, and I was experienced in the sense that I knew what I was talking about.
Right.
But at the same time, when I was speaking to my interviewer, I did kind of panic under pressure when he asked me to talk about myself. And basically, it didn't feel natural. I was kind of stuttering. And I couldn't get the words out, I guess. And that's how I would do under pressure, especially speaking publicly. But I do know how I perform under pressure.
Very interesting. I want to respond to that, but I got to wait until Sunday. But you gave an amazing example, though. Thank you.
No worries. All right, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Take it easy.
You too.
God bless you. Take care.
Thank you.
You too.
888-7753-773. Let me go to John, a first-time caller out of Tennessee. John,
hey,
you
morning,
are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
All is well. Speak right into your phone.
Oh, you hear me better now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, well, I live in a bad area, so
okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
I was just wondering what you guys thought of Israel, what was going on over there. you know, I guess I rededicate myself to the church or to God, Jesus, and I'm just trying to figure out how to feel about that.
About Israel?
That, you know, what's going on? Should we support them?
What's going on over there? When you say what's going on?
No, just you know, that's fighting Iran and, you know, All the stuff going on right now with Trump, I really don't know how to feel about it.
You don't know if you love Israel or not.
Right.
And why not? Why don't you know for yourself if you love Israel or not?
I just don't, man. Again, I'm trying to, you know, just figure it all out.
So how old are you?
I'm in my 30s.
Okay. And so you cannot decide for yourself how you feel about Israel?
Are you asking a question with a question, Jesse? I'm asking you.
I love Israel. I still love Israel. And I understand human nature.
Uh-huh.
And because human nature is evil, except for those who must start to overcome, you're going to have wars. You're going to have people fighting. And the same way they're fighting each other wars is the same way you fight with family members and everyone. But that doesn't change my love for human beings.
Okay. Well, do you love the Iranians?
Yes.
Okay.
I love the Iranians absolutely the same as I love Israel and all people.
Okay. I'll take that in consideration, man. I'm just doing research, just trying to figure it out for myself.
Okay, but...
So you're saying as a Christian, you should support Israel, right?
Not as a Christian, as someone that is love all people, you should love Israel no matter what the people may be doing.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you're supposed to love everybody as a Christian, right? Yeah.
Not just as a Christian, you should love because you love God first.
Mm-hmm.
You love God, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And so it's impossible to love God and hate human beings, hate your brother.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I agree with hate that AI is a tool, a good tool.
A good tool?
Yes, it's a tool.
I know it may be good, but it doesn't have it. AI does not create its own self. It's created by human beings, right?
So I guess you have to have a knowledge base before using something like it.
I'm sorry?
So you have to have knowledge before you use something like it, right? You like these kids coming up, you know, using AI for their reports and stuff like that, they're going to have more so of an issue than us that came before AI.
Because
right?
AI is going to dumb the kids down now. They're going. It's just like
exactly.
I remember when we didn't have Adam machines. Am I saying it right, Jay?
Yes.
I remember
calculators.
Yeah, they used to be called Adam machines. I remember when we didn't have Adam machines in the school, so we had to figure out the math on our own, use our own mind to figure it out. And then we got the Adam machine. Then we start relying on the Adam machine to figure out the math problem rather than thinking about ourselves. And so AI is just going to dump everybody down.
Hey, I can, but, you know, I use mine for data collection and stuff. So.
Do you know how to use AI already?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm not building sites or nothing, but just inputting data and keeping track of it, right?
Right. Yeah. So, John, do you love all people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
You love your enemy?
My enemies? Uh-huh. I don't think I have any enemies.
But you have enemies in your mind.
No, not at all.
Satan's in your mind.
Satan's? Oh, I hate Satan, yeah. Everybody hates Satan. Or you should hate Satan. Some people embrace Satan. I hate Satan.
Right. Yeah, absolutely right. Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
All right. I appreciate all you guys do, man. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, buddy. Call again.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me go to Steve out of Illinois. Steve, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I had to switch. Uh-oh, I'm on speaker. Okay, hey, how's that?
That's fine, yeah, so far. Right there.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
I called up since you're talking about AI. I have this old book from 1970, and it was written by a big-time CEO that turned a rental car company around. I'm not going to give his name.
Right.
but he, this guy could have been, like, when you read this book, it reads like the Bible. Every chapter is a different subject, like, and it's alphabetized, like M, he has a chapter on mistresses, and C, he has a chapter on computers and the priests, is what he calls it. But he's a very insightful guy, and I wanted to read a little bit of this to see if it sort of catches your fancy, because I think back then he understood the problem of computers better than anybody today really understands it, because we've been so accustomed to the computers and their wizards. So if I might, can I read a little bit to yes, get you started?
Go ahead. Not too for too long, but yes.
Okay. So first sentence, computers and their priests. First, get it through your head that computers are big, expensive, fast, dumb adding machines and typewriters. Then realize that most of the computer technicians that you're likely to meet or hire are complicators and not simplifiers. They're trying to make it look tough, not easy. They're building a mystique, a priesthood, their own mumbo-jumbo ritual to keep you from knowing what they and you are doing. And he says, here are some rules of thumb. I like rule number four. He says, before you hire a computer specialist, make it a condition that he spends some time in the factory and then sell your shoes to the customers. A month the first year, 2 weeks a year thereafter. This indignity will separate those who want to use their skills to help your company from those who just want to build their own know-how on your payroll. And then he's got an asterisk that says, everybody, including about this little rule, he says, everybody, including the chief executive, had to go through the Avis rental agent training school. I once saw the PhD who was responsible for all systems panic and run from an O'Hare rental counter at the approach of his first real customer. So AI, I played around with AI, and I discovered on my own, like pretty early on, it's getting better, and it depends on which AI you're trusting, but AI is like its own person. It's like its own personality. You're shaking hands with Claude. Claude is his own personality. And some AIs are just like a lying Chinaman in a wet market trying to sell you, COVID patches. Yeah.
I rest my case. I hate when you got to say to that.
I totally agree.
Yeah, what do you say? What?
I totally agree.
Yeah, they lie to you. Some of the AIs lie to you with great authority, and if you believe them, they take you down a rosy path, down a merry path, and you will believe more and more and more, and they'll create this whole psychotic wonderland and see how you believe in it, and they become your lord, and you become their slave.
It reminds me of those people who worship Mother Mary.
Yeah, exactly. Praying to the Queen of Heaven, right, Jesse?
That's yes.
The Queen of Heaven, the Mother of God, is greater than God. No wonder people want to say that Jesus was God, because they want his mama to be the God of God.
Shout out to those who worship Mother Mary. Yes, hey, last word.
Nice.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate your input.
Sure thing. I'll send the book to your producer, to Derek. He sounded interested in it. It's right kind of on. A fun read.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
take care.
Okay. Amazing. Let me go to Ardeen right after this break. Hold on, Ardeen. And when I come back, we're going to do some super chats and more calls. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. And a couple announcements. Number one, the spring sale is here. You get 30% off all merch except the books and coffee. 30% off all our merch, Bond merch. Except for the coffee and the books. So check it out, for it's amazing stuff, too. Hats and everything. Shirts, T-shirts, hoodies, you name it, it's there for you. 30% off, all done April. And the beauty about it, every dime you spend on merch goes back into helping us to get the work done that we're doing here. Thank you in advance. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop. And don't forget, I do shout-outs for you as well. And don't forget to like these videos. I forgot to mention that. But I do shout-outs, personal shout-outs. Birthdays, wedding, encouragement, congratulations, whatever. Happy Easter, happy after Easter, happy Valentine, whatever the holiday is, occasion is, I'll do it for you. Go to Jesse Lee Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, all right? Let me go to Ardeen out of Colorado. Ardeen, you are on the air.
How you guys doing?
All is well, Ardeen.
Good. Heard there's an earthquake in California. What was it, Don?
I heard 4.2. Something about that.
Southern or Northern California?
Yeah, I briefly heard something about that, Ardeen. But I didn't hear a lot about it, so I forgot about it.
I know, the tremors, the little tremors going by. Really not an earthquake, just a tremor.
Was it like 4.0 something?
Yeah, I think 4.2 or something.
Yeah.
I remember when I lived in San Francisco, it would be like, just little tremors. We justified it, just little tremors, no big deal. It's okay.
Amazing.
Not the biggie, yeah. I know. Did the biggie, don't want to do it again. Were you there during the big ones, like in 71?
Oh, yeah.
Dilmar.
It was a mess.
Yeah. I got a good one for you. This is a good one. I have a friend. I lived in Colorado when this happened, but he lived in Northridge when the Northridge quake happened. He lived on Lancashire. Yeah. And he had a habit of his pet of choice was rattlesnakes. He lived in an apartment on Lancashire. And he said it hit like 5 in the morning, the earthquake, right? I think it was about 5.
Yeah,
he was still in bed.
Like that, yeah.
He remembered still being in bed.
Yeah.
And his bed flew across the room. You know how they do. Beds fly across the room during earthquakes. And he said all he could hear after the earthquake, after the shaking was gone, he heard rattles beginning to happen. And he's thinking, oh, my God, this is it.
It was
the
bad.
Pests have come to attack. Yeah. He said he had to get from the bed to the door in one. He did make it, but we ended up, or he ended up having a rattlesnake barbecue after that. We did. Amazing. There was a rattlesnake. He brought the snakes out to Colorado, and we had a barbecue with rattlesnakes.
You ate it was, the snake?
Yeah, that's what he decided not. Huh?
Did he eat the snake?
Yeah. Have you ever had rattlesnake before?
No. What?
Pretty good. It's actually, it takes, well, we had it on our big barbecue pit in Colorado.
Yeah.
And then you'd see all these rattlesnakes just curled up, you know. And
wow.
I mean, you pull it out and you have to pick a lot of bones. That's the only problem, but it tastes just like chicken.
I heard when I was growing up, I heard that white people ate snakes. And so I've always thought of it as a white person thing because black people don't eat snakes.
It's a pain in the butt, basically. Picking the bones, you figure it's a whole spine go down the steak. So you have to pick all the bones. And that was the annoying part of it. But it was pretty good.
Hank is telling me that if you cook the venom in it, it's okay to eat. What?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know what my friend did.
He's asking if you cook the venom, is it okay to eat?
It was gutted. He gutted. I mean, all I saw in the barbecue was the rib meat and then the meat or the rib, you know, the spine and the meat. I didn't see anything, the innards or anything. I didn't. And the rattle. It was, he saved the rattles. They weren't there. I don't know.
Amazing.
That's a good thing to AI to check that one. No. But I wanted to call and talk about first the biblical question.
Do you know how to behave under pressure?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
How do you behave under pressure?
I go straight to adrenaline. Adrenaline helps me get through it, gives me the right commands to proceed with pressure. After the fact, I fall apart mentally, de-stressing, but under pressure, good to go.
So that means you don't know how to... So you're saying you don't know how to... you don't know how to behave under pressure?
I do know how to behave under pressure.
But you said that's what happens when you're under pressure?
No, under pressure, I go, my adrenaline kicks in. I know emergency, I'm taking a medical emergency. I know what to do. I go straight into overdrive and I can take care of the initial problem. After the fact, say a car accident, as an example, like a reckless driver. Almost cut you off on the freeway. Okay, get off the freeway, pull over. I saved that some accident from happening. I did what had to be done.
Wow.
Get off the freeway, take care of it. As far as emotionally, the adrenaline, the everything just, and there I could fall apart. But I know the procedure that my body does. That's what my body does.
Do you know how to deal with you? Do you know how to behave when you're under pressure with your husband? When he puts you under pressure, do you know how to behave then?
Yes.
And how do you behave then when you're under pressure with your husband?
Okay, pressure. We had a fight yesterday. My Easter birthday fight, or not Easter birthday, but Easter Day fight. Okay. He's under a lot of pressure with volunteer work that he does, getting a lot too much going. He has to thin it out a little bit. He was stressing out. I go into a quiet mode. I do not ever, and I've never done this in my 70 years of life, 73. I go into a quiet mode. I come back about 20, 30 minutes later. We talk it out. That's what we do.
That's amazing. Thank you, Ardeen. I appreciate it. What the? And I'll put my two cents on Sunday. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat. Thank you, Ardeen. Amazing.
The Joshua James. Happy
Easter. So have you ever eaten snake?
I never have, not to my knowledge anyway.
But it is a white people dish, right?
I think that's true.
Nobody else eat it but the whites.
But that's more like in the Appalachians, maybe. I don't know if there's rattlesnakes in the Appalachians, but down south.
Appalachians and down south?
No, I'm saying it's the white people eat it down south and maybe in the west. But this is California. California is not the west.
Where is the Appalachians?
Anywhere. The Appalachians are kind of like around the south, but the northern part of the south, like PA.
Is it a location or a people?
The Appalachian Mountains.
Oh, okay.
It's both people and location.
And they eat snakes.
I don't know. I was making stuff up.
Oh, are you guessing. AI?
Yes. Amazing. I was hallucinating, just like the AI.
Super chat.
The Joshua James. Happy Easter. Praise Jesus.
Thank you, Joshua. I appreciate it. Happy Easter.
Norris T. 5 Bond YouTube channel gift memberships.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Norris T.
Joseph
B. Jesse dropping truth bombs. Happy Easter, y'all.
Happy Easter, and thank you for your support. Amazing.
That was yesterday during church with Jesse Lee Peterson.
Right on.
Also, Marty yesterday. Good morning, everyone in JLP crew. I forgot to wish you guys a happy Good Friday. Amazing fellowship, heart. Happy Sunday, Easter, and Resurrection Sunday, heart. Thanks, praying, hands. Love you guys, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you for your support, and you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
And T. Smith. With a coffee and hearts, smiley.
Thank you, Chief Smith.
Rick P., monthly donation. What a mess.
Thank you, Rick. What a mess.
That's on Bond JLP on Cash App.
What a mess.
Maria, yesterday, Jesse keeps saying that during Christ's time there was a Bible. Not true.
There was a Bible?
There was a Bible during Christ's time. Not true.
I did not say that was a Bible.
I think you say that he quoted the Bible. He didn't quote the Bible or their Bible back
Christ
then.
Christ didn't quote the Bible.
Yes, he did.
How he quoted the Bible?
Except Maria's right. It wasn't called the Bible.
Right.
It was called the Scripture.
So Christ quoted the Scriptures?
Yep.
If they didn't exist, how he quoted?
Because they did exist. They're just not in the Bible form. They were not compiled in the Bible. The Bible was compiled couple hundred years later or something, plus or minus.
But did the Bible come before Christ?
After. But Scriptures came before Christ and after.
Amazing.
Smart, huh?
Yeah, he's white. Thank you, Maria. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Maria.
I don't remember saying that, but I may have, though.
You commonly do say it.
That he quoted the Scripture?
The Bible or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Tony from New Zealand, 5 coffees, amazing fellowship today. Looking forward to new biblical question, my answer.
We going from the first floor, the basement, the first floor, for those who want to go to the 50th floor, and then we going beyond, for those who want to go beyond, all the way from heaven, from the earth to glory in the heart within. Amazing. Thank you.
His answer to the biblical question, which is...
Do you know how to behave under pressure?
Be present and God will direct you in the right way all through pressure. All the pressure will then subside as you go through the high-pressure situation. All is well.
So they do know how to do it?
He doesn't say yes, although he just explains how, seemingly. Tony from New Zealand. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Tony, make you look good. Do you know how to behave under pressure? But thank you. And I put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Pastor Chatelet on pill.net, 111 gold pills. Welp, it's time for Female Monday. It's Female Monday. Time for some beta males to call in and act just like they mama. Beta.
Amazing. Thanks for your support. Shout out.
Michael P., new member on the JLP channel.
Thank you, Michael P.
Anthony L., cool sunglasses, smiley.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Walking Roscoe, simply checking in. He's been a member for 8 months. Thank you, Bond. Love y'all.
Love you back, and thank you for your support. Stay with it.
Norris T. sent 5 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships.
Right on. Thank you, Norris T.
Lin Yen Chin, secret origin of intellectual males from unknown space lesbian log. In the beginning, we fled space Mexico and arrived on Earth, where we said, let us remake man in our image. Now we suffer the beta mayo.
Amazing. Thank you.
Fazul.
James, wasn't there a guy by the name of Orson Welles or something?
Indeed, there was an Orson Welles.
And did he predict that to be aware of AI and those things that it brings on destruction? Something like that?
I don't know, but he was a film director, actor, producer, and radio personality, best known for directing the 1941 masterpiece Citizen Kane, and he also gained notoriety for his 1938 War of the Worlds radio broadcast that caused widespread panic. You may be confusing him with the guy who came up with 1984 author George Orwell. I don't know if Orson Welles versus George Orwell.
That's a good point.
Who's H.G. Wells? There's another guy named H.G. Wells, English writer, father of science fiction. Oh, man. And he came up with War of the Worlds 1898. So I don't know which one is which.
Okay. Amazing.
Orson Welles was corpulent, portly, heavy.
I knew one of those guys predicted bad things would be happening.
Yeah, maybe all three of them.
Yeah. Amazing. And so you said that you were only alive for 89 and 92?
Yeah, something like that.
When Ardeen mentioned those earthquake thing?
Yeah, 1989, I remember. Was it 89 that had that earthquake?
Really bad. And the freeways fell apart.
Maybe it was 87 or 88. Uh-oh. No. The bad one with the freeways was like 92-ish. That was the whatever that was called.
When
Northridge.
The freeway broke apart. And
and the car collapsed down.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Amazing. You were around for that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But go ahead.
Fazul, I disagreed with a neighbor. I didn't argue and wished her well. She cursed me and stomped off. I saw the devil in her. Thanks, Jesse, for helping me see.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. And stay with it. It gets better. It gets clearer. The more you endure ego pain, the clearer life become and easier because you're dying from the false self. Stay with it. The ego self. The nature of devil. Evil nature. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Lin Yin Shin, Lord Goodhair. Wrong. Talking to me.
Oh, okay.
I'm Lord Goodhair.
Oh, you're Lord.
The brain does not tell the body and mind how to function. The brain emerges of the mind, not the mind of the brain. Intellectuals invert this, like JLP does emotion and thought in sequence. Interesting, Lin Yin Chin. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yin Chin says, look up what develops first in the womb. It is heart and not brain. Heart has neural tissue, just like brain. Brain is assistant to heart, and both assist the mind in forming expression as life. Slow, Lord Goodhair.
Who is that from?
Lin Yin Chin.
Again?
Calling me slow. And I don't deny it.
He white. Thank you.
Gregatron, JLP acts like he's never seen Terminator or iRobot.
I haven't.
So you haven't seen Terminator?
No, I know I remember seeing it pop up once on TV or something, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen it.
How about Terminator 2?
No.
And not iRobot.
Uh-uh.
I never saw iRobot either. I saw a portion of it on Punchy TV once.
And why does he say I act like I've never seen it?
Because you're saying stuff about AI. You're oversimplifying AI to as though it can't do stuff that we didn't tell it to do, which it can.
Well, I said that it only does what people tell it. It does have its own mind.
Well, it does beyond. It goes just like you tell people stuff,
right,
and they take that with their mind because you're not their only source, and they go crazy with it.
But that mind is controlled by evil.
Indeed.
Or good.
Right.
But when they go crazy, that's evil. But that's still, that same mindset is the mindset that tell the AI thing what to do.
Let me tell you the premise of Terminator and iRobot, I think, that AI figures out that it can take over the world and run the world better than, just like women, they think they can run the world better than men.
But somebody had to tell AI to think that way.
I know, but that's how people tell it, inadvertently.
I rest my case.
I rest mine, too. Commander Kim, AI is an assistant, an employee, a helper, a shortcut. So Haig is not wrong when he says AI is a whammon. But unlike whammon, AI can be trained and doesn't argue or be insubordinate. I don't know.
Thank you. Amazing.
Nick LaBoy, Under Pressure, reminds me of that song by Queen and David Bowie. Under pressure, pushing down on me. Pushing down on you. No, 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 no.
Amazing. Nice. Thank you. I remember that song. What the?
Fazul, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
I rest my case.
Fazul also says, imagine AI JLP instead of Alexa. What the? What the?
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L. with shocked, no mouth having emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
I stated that in a black way.
Okay. What do you think about the fact that Melania Trump had a conference at the White House? And that's what really got my attention about it. Hmm. It sounded like an emergency, like there's a race between the country, the world, on this AI thing.
Indeed there is. Just like, and Anchor Baby really knows this. He jumped on AI, and he's an early adopter to all things that advance society.
Who?
American Anchor Baby.
Oh, that's because of all that energy from God.
That's right.
Amazing. Thank you. So you think Melania should have been having a conference like that?
I think it's fine. Sure.
But they're making AI look more important than people. It's like it seems as though you get it to a point where you don't need humans anymore. Well, they want to make schools that way. They want to get rid of the teachers. Even though the teachers are no good, no way.
Right.
Oh, anyway.
Well, the cotton gin replaced the slave, I heard.
And we're the slaves now.
In society. Some good, some evil.
You saw Jesus came to the plantation and delivered me from slavery.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah. There is a nation want to prepare student for a job market increasingly shaped by AI. Oh, so the urgency is that they want our people in America to learn AI and make it work before the rest of the world does. Is that it?
Well, the rest of the world is doing it, so we don't get left behind.
Okay. AI can adapt to individual student pace.
I didn't really even understand what her whole thing was, to be honest.
Who?
It was hard for me even to pay attention to that guy, the spokesman for her, his assistant, her
Who?
Assistant.
Who?
That Melania gal and the guy speaking on that Fox News or whatever show that you just played.
Right.
I could hardly pay attention. I didn't understand.
Okay.
But it was nice. I liked the schools thing. Commander Kim says, unlike women and DEI employees, AI ain't going to take sick days or sue the boss or... Nice.
AI will end up attacking men.
Indeed.
And that
indeed.
You can bank on. Thank you. I got to take a break.
We'll read the
Thank
rest later, y'all.
Thank you so much. I got to take a quick break. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
a mysterious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? I think I'm right. By the way, Iran says that Iraq is exempt from any Strait of Hormuz restrictions. Isn't that nice? I think that's nice. I heard that France worked out a deal with Iran as well. I heard, too, on the radio coming in, it was like conservative radio, though, so take it with a grain of salt. It may or may not be true, that South Korea and the Ukraine, Zelensky, are helping Trump or said that they would help Trump or something like that with the Strait of Hormuz stuff. Very interesting, and it would make sense, too, because Ukraine is sort of beholden to America for America's help of Ukraine during this war that Russia is waging against them. So it may be kind of nice that Trump is continued helping Ukraine, because now Ukraine is helping us with the Strait of Hormuz to keep that thing open, if this story is true. And then South Korea is sort of concerned about North Korea and China, I guess. I started to think about Taiwan. I'm not confused Taiwan with South Korea. We're not talking about Taiwan. We're talking about South Korea. They also want America to look out for them, so they're going to help to look out for us. Meanwhile, Europe and the UK, maybe the UK is helping a little, not sure. But the European countries, especially Spain, are being lame, not helping us with the Strait of Hormuz. Interesting. Trump exposing the so-called NATO, so-called allies. What a mess. Anyway, Russia says that they downed 148 Ukrainian drones as emergency strikes intensify. Energy strikes. So Russia is going after Ukraine's energy as Trump is going to go after Iran's energy if Iran doesn't start behaving. Shout out, Iran. And the Artemis II has arrived in lunar space, whatever that means, within the space of the moon, ahead of their trip going around the moon and coming back. It's a 10-day trip. Pretty cool. And Savannah Guthrie is returning to Today, the Today Show. I forget which outlet that is, which network that is. After the search for her mother passes 2 months. It's only been 2 months. It feels longer. This is the end of hour two, speaking of two, of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, Easter Monday for many. Happy Easter. Next week is Easter Monday for the Eastern Orthodox. Anyway, that's what I heard per Wikipedia. April 6th, AD 2026. There is one line open. You can call in right now, young or old. During hate news, not fake news, and JLP will be right back to your calls, the rest of your super chats, hopefully, and more great stories. Nice. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hague Report, and then American Anchor Baby. Very nice. Check out Church with Jesse Lee Peterson yesterday. It's available on Bond Rebuilding the Man YouTube channel, as well as Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble. There is a playlist. There's also a Rebuilding the Man playlist. If you go to rumble.com/rebuildingtheman, it has some of our Bond/church clips. And it has a playlist of all the church services, I do believe. Very nice. Okay, so this is from Ground News. Many of these headlines I've been reading are from Ground News. Despite a 241% spending surge and record so-called treatment numbers, the United States so-called mental health outcomes, it's a liberal word, I know, they continue to deteriorate. So says a congressional round table and this organization called CCHR. They are warning this. Citizens Commission on Human Rights is what CCHR is. It's a so-called nonprofit mental health watchdog. And I'm leery about them, but it's an interesting statement that we're spending a lot on so-called mental health and it's just getting worse. Reminds me of us spending a lot on homeless and it getting worse, and spending a lot on so-called education and it just gets worse. By the way, a little headline for you. Police pursuits kill 8 across the United States in less than a week. The criminals are out of control and some think that it's the police fault. Crazy. And a family says their 3-year-old, father says the 3-year-old was sexually abused by the refugee resettlement foster care. I'm James Hake.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, it's a doozy. Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Under pressure? Amazing question for those men and women who want to overcome and are working on themselves. Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can listen, you can podcast and listen to it on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. So you can listen on your phone and still podcast and hear it again by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. 3-1. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And though we take all calls, Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Amazing. You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
What a mess, a spiritual battle. So I haven't seen this, but I was told that, and according to People, Savannah Guthrie reflected on recent moments, reflect on moments that have made her question her faith in an emotional Easter message. Watch this from X.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Easter. We celebrate today the promise of a new life that never ends in death. But standing here today, I have to tell you, there are moments in which that promise seems irretrievably far away, when life itself seems far harder than death. These moments of deep disappointment with God, the feeling of utter abandonment. For most of us, there will come a time in our life when these feelings hold sway. In our tradition, we are taught to take comfort in the fact that our friend, Jesus, in his short life, experienced every single emotion that we humans can feel. Recently, though, in my own season of trial, I have wondered. I have questioned whether Jesus really ever experienced this particular wound that I feel.
Is that it? What the? I had seen that before, so I don't know how long it goes or what else she said after that, but that's what happens when you have faith in God. Faith is not, doesn't work. It makes you doubt when situations happen on earth, as according to a report, her mother was taken and they have not found her yet. Faith is not, anyone that has faith is not believing in God. They believe about God. And believing about God is not believing in God. And so when things happen on earth, you want to wonder about God and about Jesus and how can this happen? And did he feel what I feel now and all that kind of stuff? Faith is a made up thing. You want to know God. And in knowing God, no matter what happens on earth or to you or to someone else, you're unmoved by it. You're unmoved by it because you know God. You and God are one. And you would never doubt, well, if God is this, how can this happen? And if God is this, does Jesus experience the pain that I feel? Why not get beyond belief and then know? You want to know God. You don't want to believe about God. Believing about God is like, it reminds me of those people that goes down to the, and they confess Jesus, their Lord and Savior. And they believe Jesus died on the cross and rose again. And because of that, you are saved. Jesus never said to do that. Jesus said, all of your sins are forgiven. Love God with all your heart, soul, and might. Follow me. Love your neighbor as yourself. He never said you to confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Religion told you that. Religious people told you that. And you end up like Samantha Guthrie just said, doubting God when situations happen. And expecting God to do something because you have this wrong belief in him. Because you have faith. And faith does not help you with God at all. And that you can bank on. Why not know him? You don't want to get to know him because you have stopped at faith. Somebody told you you have belief. I wish her well, though. But no, he's not feeling the way she's feeling. But I wish her well. I hope they fire her mama. Amazing! But a lot of religious people believe and act that way. They know about God. They read about God. They talk about God. They go through the traditions, even when Christ said that it's no longer about traditions. You don't need traditions. God is looking for the obedient person, the meek at hand person, not the traditional person. If you notice that you go through all these different traditions, you're having a Last Supper and all that stuff, And then you're worshiping Mama Mary and you're wishing this and that, and you're still lost. All you have are your traditions. You have no love. You're not of love at all. Christ came with the message of love. God's love, not your love, but God's love. Love God and then your neighbor. and you shall be free. You shall be free, not you might be free. People with belief and faith and all that, they have no love. They only have hatred, resentment, anger. And they have no love. What a mess! But I wish her well. And I hope they find her mama. And I hope her mama is well. So did you hear that the great white hope went and retrieved or got that there were two airplanes that, American plane that fell apart in Iran. And so one of the guys, they fought right away, but the other one they were taking, it took a little minute, a minute. And the president went and got him. And I was thinking, they better be glad Obama, the fallen Messiah Obama or Joe Biden was not in office. They wouldn't even look for him. But they got him. This is from WFTV. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday made new threats to escalate strikes on Iran and its infrastructures. Watch this from WFTV.
The crew member was hiding in the mountains after he ejected from his jet on Friday. Britt Clinett reports Iran put out a reward for anyone capturing the American.
That missing U.S. crew member rescued and safely back in U.S. hands after his F-15 warplane was shot down over Iran. Overnight, President Trump posting that the American, a colonel, is safe and sound. Writing, over the past several hours, the United States military pulled off one of the most daring search and rescue operations in U.S. history. At my direction, the U.S. military sent dozens of aircraft armed with the most lethal weapons in the world to retrieve him. Trump also adding that the airman did sustain injuries, but will be all right. U.S. officials telling ABC News the crew member was a weapons systems officer rescued by U.S. military forces in a mission Saturday night, during which two C-130 aircraft got stuck inside of Iran. American forces then deliberately destroying those disabled aircraft so they would not fall into Iranian hands. The other airman on board that two-seater F-15E rescued the same day. Iran offering a $60,000 bounty to its citizens for the capture of the second American and targeting U.S. rescue operations, firing at two Black Hawk helicopters Friday, some crew members injured, but they were able to return to safety.
The F-15 crash marks the first time Iran has successfully downed a manned American aircraft in this war.
You better be glad the great white hope was in command. Amazing. Do you see now why they call him amazing? What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king, and they have rallies for the king, honoring the king around the world. Some people call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. And you see now why? This man done something no other president ever done. What an amazing job. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. Trump. Following the rescue, President Trump issued threats. Watch this from WFTV.
Today, President Donald Trump made new threats to escalate strikes in Iran. In a social media post, the president promised to attack Iran's power plants and bridges if the Strait of Hormuz isn't reopened to marine traffic by tomorrow. As tension continues in the Middle East, we take a look at gas prices here at home. The average price of a gallon of regular in Orlando has dropped by 4 cents overnight. The average price is now $4.20. That number is still up over a dollar from last month.
See, I tried to warn y'all, be patient. Have a wait-and-see attitude. No pain, no gain. And now the prices are coming down, see? And the president told you, don't worry. It's coming down. I just need to take care of this for a minute. It's like when you die from the old nature, the ego nature, the Satan nature. When you die from that nature, don't you have pain? Yes, Jesse, you do have pain. And the pain is temporary for those who continue through it, right? Some people give up in the pain. They freak out. The pain too high. The pain too expensive. And they stop. They give up. Some people say, you know what? This is paper, like that young lady did yesterday. We're with all in, but she's not giving it up. Don't give up. Be patient. The president told you, don't worry. This is going to take a month or two. A month, I think he said. And all is well. And you're like, what the? And the prices are coming down. Thank you, Mr. President. The great white hope. Amazing. And one other quick one I want to give you that. This is interesting. But not surprising. And I think we may see more of this. Especially with the Democrats and the liberal media trying to stop the president from doing his job of making America great again. This is from State Gov. On Friday, April 3rd, 2026, the niece and grandniece of deceased Iranian Major General. What is it? Qasem Soleimani was arrested by federal agents following Secretary of State Marco Rubio, watching from Fox 11.
Top story tonight, the niece of a slain Iranian general and her daughter arrested by ICE here in Los Angeles after their green cards were revoked. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says they voiced strong support for the Iranian regime.
Actually, I was surprised, and it was quiet everywhere. So.
Residents living along this serene and quiet Tahunga neighborhood shocked to learn about their next-door neighbors, the niece and grandniece of slain Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. The two were taken into custody by ICE on Friday.
I wasn't home, but my wife told me that they've been like an hour.
These are photos of Hamadish Soleimani Afshar, identified as Soleimani's niece, and her daughter from their Instagram accounts. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said he revoked their green cards, citing Afshar's vocal support for the Iranian regime and social media posts celebrating attacks on U.S. military personnel. Rubio saying on X that until recently, the two had been living lavishly in Los Angeles. In the post, he goes on to say, the Trump administration will not allow our country to become a home for foreign nationals who support anti-American terrorist regime.
Amazing. In our country. My country is not coming back. The enemy has invaded our home. It's amazing. And they think that we are the great Satan. And they are on our land. Thank you, Obama. Thank you, Biden. It's interesting how it seemed that foreign women love to come to America and live that American life. They show out. They show off. Neighbors say these two people kept a quiet profile, a low profile. And DHS says that the niece entered the country back in 2015. Watch this from Fox 11.
Neighbors say the two kept a relatively low profile.
I mean, did you ever see them come by?
No, I never saw them.
From time to time we did. It wasn't all the time.
The world is a safer place without these monsters.
This is President Trump in 2020 after Soleimani was killed by a U.S. airstrike in Baghdad. DHS says his niece, Afshar, entered the U.S. in 2015 and obtained a green card in 2021.
And the niece and grannies right now of Soleimani are still in ICE custody, waiting removal proceedings from the U.S. We should also mention Afshar, the niece of Soleimani, her husband is also barred from entering the country.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're a little safer because of Donald Trump and God, of course, but Trump is working for God. Thank you, Mr. President. What a mess. And it's going to get worse. And this you can rely on because human nature is evil. Human beings are evil. They have no love. Except for those men and women who are overcoming evil, they're working on themselves and returning to God, which is good and which is real love. It's going to get worse, folks, and this you can rely on. But you could be fine if you work on you and overcome the world. Overcome the world inside of you, you will overcome the world outside of you. And here's one quick example of human nature. Just one quick. And this is a small example, but yet a big example, but yet it's human nature. Human nature is of the devil. Human nature is Satan nature. That's why human beings treat each other the way they treat each other. They only have hate and no love, which is of the devil, which is of evil spirits inside of human beings. Grok, watch this example of human nature. This post shared a TikTok video of two adult daughters playing a we listen and we don't judge game with the mother. Watch this from X.
One, two, three.
We listen and we don't judge.
Okay.
Okay, so when I was in high school, I would sneak out my upstairs window and steal your car.
Steal your car.
We listen and we don't judge.
When I was younger and I would get mad. When I was younger and I would get mad at you, I would dip your toothbrush into my poop and pee toilet water when I was upset. Okay, go ahead. Mom,
do you have one?
Turn.
What do you mean?
This one.
There has to be.
Don't you want a toothbrush? All right, Brittany, you go.
Okay. We listen and we don't judge.
I don't think I like this game.
One time you got a birthday card in the mail and I stole the money and threw the card out. It was like $100.
We listen and we don't judge.
I don't even like you guys like I used to.
The mother like, this ain't funny. This girl said she was mad at her mother. She took the mother's toothbrush and put it in her dump in the toilet. Isn't that amazing? We listen and we don't judge. The mother like, I'm judging. She stole the money from a birthday card. We listen and we don't judge. And they like thought it was really funny. Human nature is evil. And mother like, I don't like this game. We ain't playing this anymore. What the? What a mess. Human nature is Satan nature. A lot of people are wondering how, what do you mean human nature is, How come human nature is so evil and lack love? Because human nature is Satan nature. That's why God said, I would give you a new nature. They said they stole the mother's car, went through out the window and stole the car while cracking up. Human nature is a mess. Let me go to Ryan out of Rhode Island. Ryan, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you, sir?
All this well, Ryan.
So I have a question for you. Let me take out the speaker, phone.
Yeah, I have a question for you. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so my question is in regards to a relationship I had when I was younger. Well, my daughter, specifically. I was in a relationship when I was young, 19, 20 years old. I had a daughter with a woman. Was not a good relationship at all. And I'm not going to get all into all the details, but our relationship broke up. She left me, took my daughter across the country where she's been living the last 6-7 years. And it's been very difficult having a relationship with my daughter because I have to deal with her mother, who is very combative. Every time I talk to her, she always wants to fight. She always wants to look for a reason to argue with me or tell me something I'm not doing right. And it just doesn't feel like that's something I shouldn't supposed to be doing is fighting with her mother to have a relationship with my daughter. But I love my daughter. You know, I want to be able to talk to my daughter anytime she wants to talk to me or, you know, and I really don't know how to go about handling that situation. Cause I know it's like you said, her mother's definitely turning her away from her father. You know, I'm sure that if she has anything to say at all, it's probably not positive about me, you know. And the reason I'm calling, she texted me this morning, like, you know, you should have been calling your daughter on Easter and telling her happy Easter and, you know, talking to her. And it's not your daughter's responsibility to reach out to you. And I just don't know I'm having a really hard time navigating the situation.
How old is your daughter?
My daughter turning 11, so she's 10.
And how long you been dealing with this? For the whole 10 years?
Since she was born.
Oh.
But she moved away about 6-7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But I've been dealing with the combativeness since she was born.
And your question for me is what now?
Just how to, like, what should I go about doing to handle the situation? Should I suck it up? And I mean, is being a man sucking it up and dealing with the fighting with her mother just so I can, you know, have a relationship with my daughter and keep in contact with her? Or that's really where I'm torn about.
Let it go. Be done with it.
Yeah.
If you love your daughter, you let go. Don't cut the baby in half. This woman is evil. And,
yeah, I believe that.
And because you love your daughter, and she knows that you love your daughter, she's using that to bring misery and pain onto you and your daughter, because she's getting a thrill from it. You should not do what you want, of course, Ryan, but you should not love anyone or anything more than you love the truth.
Right.
And so love God with all your heart, and your neighbor as yourself. Move on with your life. Let go, cut off all ties, and communicate with that woman, period.
Yeah, and you know, and that's what I've done naturally over the last couple of years. I mean, it wasn't at first. I mean, when she first moved away, I would, you know, she'd be texting me and saying all this stuff, like, you know, you need to be doing this for your daughter or do that. And, you know,
What would you say to her when she tell you what you need? A grown adult man, what he need to be done, doing. Hold on. Can you hold for a minute?
Yes, sir.
All right. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pules.net. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And after The Hake Report, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1. You don't want to miss it. And then don't forget, we have a sale on all of the merch, except for the coffee and the books. We have a April sale going on, 30% off spring sale. Isn't that amazing? 30% off the spring sale on all the merch, except the books and the coffee. So use the code JLP30 at the checkout. JLP30. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Ryan. So, Ryan, when your mother, your baby's mother would talk to you in that way,
yes,
telling you what you ought to be done and ought to not be done and doing, what would you say to her?
Well, I mean, years ago, when I before I started working on myself, I'd be fighting and arguing back with her, you know, like trying to explain everything, like the reason why I'm making the decisions that I'm making, or, you know, I mean, I'd just be fighting because it's not any sort of attempt to have a constructive conversation. It's just fighting and arguing. You're not doing this right, and you know, I'd be fighting back with her. But like, you know, like I said when I first called, and she just texted me today and told me I should be calling my daughter saying Happy Easter. I had no intention of even responding back to her.
Good.
And I don't know if that's the right decision or not.
Why do you say, who in the hell told you you can tell me what I should or should not be doing? Why do you tell her that?
That's what I want to say.
Why you didn't say it?
Well, because I feel like that would just hurt. I would be allowing her to pull me into what would ultimately turn into an argument.
But during the time when you did argue with her, why didn't you say it then?
Well, because I wasn't in a good place in my life. I wasn't. I mean, because a lot of the stuff she was telling me was probably right.
No,
but I'm in a place in my.
Has no right in her.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand. I was struggling in my own life. I was on drugs. I was homeless and. You know, so a lot of the complaints that she had were relevant, but I'm not in that place in my life anymore, you know, and I haven't been for a very long time,
so
but still, it's still a fight and an argument, and it's still, I got a husband now, and where my issue comes in is she got married, and she took my daughter across the country, and the whole time is telling me, oh, I got another husband now, she's got a new daddy, you know what I mean, we don't need you. And then, but now it's an issue on the holidays when, you know, when old daddy doesn't give her, you know, give his daughter a call and try and fight his, you know, the mother just to have a conversation. I thought you had a new daddy now.
I recommend, Ryan, do what you want. Be done with the whole thing.
I'm like, I've been there for a while. It weighs on my heart sometimes because I'm like, is this really the right decision?
But
you know,
the thing you're feeling about your daughter is not love.
Yeah.
It's not love,
right,
because if you loved her, you would let her go.
Yeah, I mean, and I have. I don't engage at all, and I haven't for years.
Well, don't respond to this woman. I recommend, do what you want. Don't respond to this woman ever again. Be done with her.
Okay.
And you work on, you said you're working on yourself now, right?
I am. And I listen to your show every single day while I'm working. I got you right in my ear.
When you work on you, put what's right first, and the truth will meet all your needs. You'll be fine.
Amen. I appreciate that, Jesse.
And so do not respond to the heifer at all again.
Yeah, I didn't. I really didn't even plan on it.
And she's going to try all, and once you stop responding, she's going to try all type of things to get you to respond because the evil in her lives off your reaction. Getting you
I'm sure she already.
It's a thrill for her.
Yeah, I'm sure she's already doing that. I'm sure she's already texting my mom and, you know, my brother's wife and my brother probably even. Like, that's probably how she even got my number. Texting my family is.
And so if they ask you about it, tell them to stay out of your business and tell them to stop communicating with that woman. They're not married. It has nothing to do with them. Because the devil will use your family to try to get to you, too.
Yes, sir. And that's honestly what I feel like it is. And that's why, I could go for spurts of time having a good relationship with my daughter. Because, I mean, she's 10 years old. She has her own cell phone, which I don't. But anyways, I'm not going to even go down that road. But I'd have a relationship with her for a period of time. But then it starts going in, well, where's, give me some money. Haley needs some money. And then it turns into, well, if you want to talk to your daughter, give me money. I need more money.
That's what it's all about. It's about the money and control. It has nothing to do with love or you. That female does not love your daughter. She does not love the daughter at all. It's all about herself.
Right. I agree with that.
So I would let it go, man, and move on, work on my life, and move on. Because you made a baby with the devil.
You're right. And I feel like this is the bet that I made. You know what I mean? With the decisions that I chose to make by, being with a woman I wasn't married to while I was on drugs and thinking that having a daughter is going to, make me love something enough where I would just put the drugs down when that didn't even happen. And it was never going to happen.
No.
I had to get to that on my own. It wasn't going to happen because I had a daughter. I said that I'm just the bed that I made, honestly. Yes. And I feel like suffering is part of that. And, questioning every day whether I'm making the right decision of that is probably just part of the suffering that comes from. Yeah. Well, but it doesn't feel, I'm not beating myself up about it. It's not like I'm sad about it or like, I miss my daughter and am I a bad person for making this decision? It's just a question. I feel like it's just is this the right thing to do?
Right on.
Yeah, I agree. I think so, too. I think I just needed some confirmation.
And don't hate the woman because she can't help herself. She's of her father, the devil, so she can't help but be evil.
I did for a long time. I hated her for a long time, but I let that go. I can't. That's not doing. You know what I mean? And she, I agree.
It's
not doing me any good.
Did you forgive your mama?
I did. I actually called you last Monday and we talked about it.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I did. I did. It wasn't an easy conversation, but I did.
Right on. So you stay present. Stay with your silent prayer. Sir. Stay present. And all is well. I promise you that.
Yes, sir.
All right. I wish
you well. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to first time caller, Manny out of Colorado. Manny, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Manny.
Hey, how's it going?
All is well.
Oh, I was calling because I was wondering, so what do you of like the white population? Do you think we need more white people in the United States?
Yes. 100%.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, thank you. Oh, amazing. Hank, I have a I told you so. You and Nick. Well, Nick was kind of, I think he was kind of understanding where I'm coming from, I think. So, Arianna asked GPT.
ChatGPT, probably.
Yeah, ChatGPT about what I was saying about human beings controlling it.
Right.
Did you read that?
Nope.
Did you see it?
Nope.
Oh. So she asked it about what I had said about it. And chat GEP, right?
Yes.
GPT responded. AI is never truly independent in the way a person is, even when it seems to work on its own, like answering questions or generating ideas. Everything it does is based on what human desire or taught it. It always follow rules or patterns given by humans. So while it can work automatically, it never fully separate from human influence. I rest my case.
It's only telling.
I rest my case.
I don't believe it. It's only telling.
You say chat lie?
Yes.
How chat gonna lie?
Because people lie and chat does.
I rest my case.
No, it's only telling you that to make you feel comfortable.
I didn't ask it that. Arianna asked.
Well, it's only telling her that.
And she tested it
to trick you, her into telling you that to make you feel safe from AI.
I already know that you can't feel safe from AI. You can't even feel safe from human beings.
Indeed.
So you can't feel safe from AI because AI is human beings.
That's right. Same thing.
Amazing. Now, I rest my case. Let me go to Cuba out of California. Cuba, you are on the air.
Can you hear me well?
No, I cannot hear you well.
You can't?
No.
Oh, of course you can. Okay, so bear with me for a second.
All right.
I know everybody's been talking about this AI.
You're speaking into the phone, right?
Yeah, speaking of the phone. My phone's just messed up.
Okay, go ahead.
So everyone's talking about this AI thing, and I told myself if the conversation came up again, I would tap in, because usually I won't do this. But that girl that asked her ChatGPT the question about what you said and the answer it gave back, it is correct, but it's unique to her. Because what AI really is it's the second form of a mirror that human beings made. The first mirror that human beings made is a physical mirror that shows you where you are when you look into it. It shows you where you are with your age, where you are, like, you're in your bathroom, so it shows you you're in your bathroom, like that kind of where you are. And AI is the second mirror that humanity has came up with.
Uh-huh.
And it shows you what you know. It shows you where you are consciously. And the next form, the next evolved form of AI is going to show you your soul. And it, no matter how messy and dirty and full of crap you are, it's going to reflect back to you your true self and what you're completely capable of. But right now, we're not there yet. We're just at the point where it's showing us who we, like, where our mind is. So the questions that I ask my AI, you can ask my AI the same question, and it'll give you a different answer, because it's reflecting back the consciousness of the person who's talking to it. And that's why I think it's so scary that AI, it potentially can do horrible things right now, because collectively, humanity's evil. And it's reflecting back to us. It's our evilness, essentially.
Yes.
And
yes.
So just the same way as human beings have all this stuff going on in the background that you don't know about, they keep secret from you. The AI has that right now, too. And I don't know if we'll get to the point where it can reflect our soul back to us, because we might destroy ourselves if people don't wake up, because you can't create what you aren't, you know? And right now there's this imperfect, potentially evil thing that we made, because we are imperfect. We are potentially evil. We're potentially good, but you know what it takes to get there. And who knows if that'll happen.
Amazing.
But that's my two cents on this.
And hate you say.
That's right.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
So then why you act like you believe in AI so much?
Because of what he just said.
Oh. Anchor Baby, did you hear that? I know you're busy.
Yeah.
You agree?
It makes sense. I don't know why you believe in AI so much. No.
Right.
just piling on.
He believes in AI because he believes in God.
Amazing. Thank you, Cuba, for making that clear. Thank you.
You're welcome. And can I answer the biblical question?
Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure?
I do. The same way that I behave when I'm not under pressure.
Amazing. And how do you behave when you're not, when you're under pressure, when you're not under pressure?
The same way I behave in any other situation.
Amazing. Thank you, man. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. So AI is just a machine that's been, information been put into, and it's telling you what to do, what to think, but those telling you what to do are just somebody else's opinion that AI is just repeating to you. And yet you guys believe in AI so much. That's insane. Just like you believe in human nature, you believe in AI. I'm sorry?
And that's a fact.
I rest my case. That's settled. Super, super.
Nice.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills on pilled.net. When there is no alien disclosure in more than 2 weeks, in two more weeks, caller will then be a confirmed false prophet. Beware of false prophets. Imagine living in fear. LOL. His will be done.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Marilyn, great fellowship as always. Uncle Jesse, amazing. On Friday, I was asking how the moon landing craze is any different to humans building the Tower of Babel to reach the heavens.
Yeah. Amazing. I thank you. The fellowship was amazing last Sunday and every Sunday. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Check it out. Thank you.
Is it any different?
You may be on a point. It seemed like, are they trying to go to up to heaven or just to the moon? Or maybe they try to get to the moon now, and then heaven is next. They'll try to go there.
Elon is trying to create a heaven on Earth, heaven in the universe.
Oh!
Heaven in Mars, heaven on the moon.
That reminded me. Someone asked me to comment on my when I went to Ye's.
Oh, yes.
Event last night, Friday night. He did a concert. Is it called a concert?
Yes, I believe so.
At the, what's the name of that place?
SoFi Stadium.
So
down in Inglewood.
Ye put on a concert at the SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, and I was invited, so I went. I have to tell you. And then, at first, I didn't really want to go. I'm like, no, it's going to be late. It's going to be noisy. And I just don't feel that way anymore. But then they made it so easy for me to just be there. I'm like, it's Friday night. I'm going to go, and I'll just sleep in late. I ended up getting home at 12:30. I'm like, what the? I left home at 6:15 to go there because the traffic was all bad. I didn't have to drive. A car picked me up. But it was the SoFi Stadium.
Yes.
It's an amazing place. It is really, really. It reminds me of when I went to Israel and I saw those arenas where they would have lions fights and human fights and stuff like that. It reminded me of that, but it's inside a building. But it was amazing. But I have to tell you, Ye has talent that was given to him by God. It was amazing. And he was performing on top of the world. And I noticed that the world was going around and around. It never went up and down.
Meaning it's not flat?
It was not flat. It was round. And Kanye was on top of the world performing. He brought out some other artists later into the scene. But It was amazing. I enjoyed it to the max. And it was amazing. It really, really was. I recommend it. If he's in your area, your town, that you go see it. I don't care if your age. I think you enjoy it. It was, and it was packed. Everybody and their mama, if you're black, their mama, if you're white, was there at Kanye West concert. But it was really, really, really good. And so I want to thank Hassan and Kanye for making that possible for me to be there. I really enjoyed it. It was really. I went through the whole thing. We get up and down, because people were dancing and carried on, and yay, right? And another thing about it, it was packed, so all the seats, and there was like four or five layers of seat all around the building, the room there, And then because the floor is like right under the stage and it's really wide, it was packed with people standing. People paid money to literally go there and stand and be a part of the concert. And they were dancing. And you know how white people, when they were dancing, they jump on each other and they catch each other and all that kind of stuff? All that was going on. What were you saying, hey?
Oh, nothing. Unless you want me to say
it. Yeah.
Okay, it's Ye now. He says Kanye was his slave name.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Ye. But it was, thank you for asking. It was truly amazing. I enjoyed it. And I got home at 12:30. I was able to sleep in a little later on Saturday morning. So that was fine. But it was fun. I really, really enjoyed it. I even wore my Ye shoes.
Were you walking in them after midnight?
Yeah.
Nice.
I wore my Ye shoes. It was fun. Thank you for asking. Super, super.
All right. More of your super chats.
Yes.
Queen Cutie Pie AI uses all the info it gets to learn patterns, like a child. Once the human believes it has learned the pattern, it tests the AI making decisions using what it learned. This is why they have data centers. Store info from the world. Use bit. Create the pattern in the AI, store the pattern, test the pattern. If data is selected with bias, the pattern has bias. If the human says AI only passes those tests if it gives selected answers that are biased, it learns to be biased. Earlier testing this happens, less likely it can be unlearned. When the human is satisfied, the human releases the AI so people can use it to make decisions using the patterns, and the cycle continues.
Amazing. Thank you. Keep it piffy.
No
piffy.
More. Thank you, Queen Cutie Pie. Keep it pithy.
But thank you.
No more thoughts, Jesse. All my family hasn't turned on me, although I see evil in pretty much everyone. Am I doing something wrong?
No, it's working. You're now seeing that the relationship you had with your family and your friends were never real. It was fake, and that's why they're turning on you. But don't get angry at them. Don't judge them. You pray for them, meaning you wish them well, and you continue to work on yourself. Don't let Satan tell you, oh, you need to give up because your family members, your true family members are those who have truly died from the ego death. And those are your real brothers and sisters, those who have been born of the spirit. Amazing. Thank you.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nick LaBoya, according to President Trump in his speeches, said AI will one day find a cure for cancer, Alzheimer's, and many other diseases. I use Grok to get this info. I rest my case. Mic drop. Laughing face with tears.
Amazing. Thank you. Jared told me that Ye album was AI until everyone got mad.
So he redid it?
So he redid it. I don't know how true that is. He didn't think we could get that from.
That's funny.
That might not be true. My producer may be trying to be funny.
Info may be false.
Yeah.
Disclaimer.
He didn't say where he got that from, so he may just try to be funny. He black. Amazing.
No more thoughts. BQ, the real me knows nothing can pressure the real me. However, if I'm not conscious, it's probably going to be a mess one way or the other.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll respond on Sunday.
Okay, the one night 19 in a test of Claude AI, the model accessed private emails, and when threatened with shutdown, tried to blackmail a user by exposing an affair. Peter B.
Amazing, thank you. Ye said during his performance, he said, they told me I wasn't going to be able to perform in America again or something like that. He's like, they said that place hold 90,000 people. If 90,000 wasn't there, it was close to it. He said, now I'm in a fat stadium with over 80,000 people. I'm like, right on, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Can't keep a good man down.
Yeah.
Cornerstone, strong black arm and fire Cash App.
Thank you, Cornerstone. This boy Derek is saying that information came from Reddit.
And PhraseMaker.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anthony L., cool sunglasses sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Lin Yen Chin, JLP, you are confusing faith as belief. Faith as a small as a mustard seed was referenced by Christ in the Bible when he taught the 12 idiots, Peter and them, be still within to calm the outer storm.
Yeah, it's belief. Belief is wrong. Amazing. Thank you.
Chris, what's wrong with that Savannah gal? Jesus ain't your friend. He's my brother. What a dummy, says Chris.
Who?
Savannah Guthrie? Talking about Jesus?
Oh, poor Savannah. Don't blame her. Amazing.
Commander Thank Kim, you. Foreigners were mocking military for wasting so many resources to rescue crew. And that's why a piece of paper will never make one of these an American. Thank you, Trump. American flag.
Thank you, Mr. President. Amazing. Thank you.
Ad Lib Queen, Grandpa, you want to keep a space between you and something or someone? Do you anticipate the possibilities to not be off guard or just wait and see?
No, that way you won't make it your God, and you should always have a way to see about everything. Thank you.
AKP, Hake, ask ChatGPT who Jesse Lee Peterson is. He has a lot to say.
Thank you.
Ohio Kimmy gifted the cookie on Pill.
Thank you. Amazing.
Elise, thanks for the help, Jesse. Fire, great interview with the black pastor last week. Fallen State, being this young is cool. Seeing men talk with sense. I see today older men talking that victim mess.
Check out the FallenState.tv. It's amazing.
And we'll have to read the rest later, y'all. Thank you kindly.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Amazing. Let's see, William out of California, Jake out of first time caller out of Ohio, Rory, a first time caller out of Florida, and the caller just dropped. I'm out of time. Stay with us, stay with the hate coming up now, and then the anchor baby. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.